Something for the weekend. Good morning, it's Trina Mari here, and Weight Watchers Coach of the Year, Christine Hollowed, is on the line now. Good morning, Christine, how are you?
Hi, good morning, Trina, how are you?
We were just having a laugh there because we spent the last 5 minutes trying to quieten down children in the background. And we were saying, it's going to be like that BBC interview, isn't it, where they come in the background of the radio interview.
Yeah. Come sauntering in and want to have the chat maybe with you as well.
Yeah, of course. But look, it doesn't matter if they do. We're all in the same boat. We're all trying to keep them quiet. Working from home, I tell you what, nobody is going to ever ask another working from home mother what she does all day ever again.
Crazy, isn't it? It's so busy and it's so different and it's such strange times that we're in. But isn't it great that we can still chat?
Yeah, well, great, exactly. But listen, I want to talk to you because the diet is atrocious at the moment. I always thought that if I was working from home or I was at home all day, every day, I'd have the most perfect diet because I've had so much time in my hands to do all the cooking and everything would be perfect. And I used to blame going to work as the excuse for eating crap. And now I've realised, actually, when I was in work, in the office, it was much easier.
Yeah, there's so much more structure, isn't there? When you think about like your 9 to 5 or whatever the working day is, your day is really built around that. And it's so different when you're kind of trying to manage that yourself at home. And I was the same. I always kind of, when I was, because I've been the Weight Watcher in my 20s and 30s and almost 40s now as well. And, you know, I think when I was out going out to restaurants and on holidays and doing all the kind of social side of stuff, you know, I thought it was much harder for me in those days compared to like you're saying, maybe the stay at home mom or the people that were working from home, you know, that were able to be preparing their meals more maybe than I was. But it's not the case. Everybody has their struggles, don't they, really? When I've been chatting to my members who are now, say, in a position where they're at home a lot more than they would have been, and maybe that's because, unfortunately, they're out of work, like a lot of us are at the moment, or like yourself, that they're, you know, they're working from home. It's just an awful lot to get your head around. And it's a mixture of, you know, it's a new routine or a different routine, or maybe it just feels like no routine. And we love structure. We like to know what's happening, when it's happening, and all that's kind of gone completely out the window now, hasn't it, really?
Yeah.
And what a lot of people are kind of saying to me is there's boredom eating, there's emotional eating because people are really anxious and worried and stressed out about stuff as well, obviously, which is completely human. When you're in the house, sure, and you're going to make a cup of tea every now and again and you're in the kitchen and you're picking and everything then as well. So it's really hard to manage.
Yeah, I am finding that because if I was in the office, I wouldn't be sitting there and I wouldn't be eating all day at my desk, whereas there's no one kind of watching me at home, you know?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, you're right. So I suppose that bit of accountability is gone. And we've actually said, for some people, actually keeping an eye on what they're doing, and isn't it funny, like, how everybody's different? Like, some people are emailing me and saying, this is great because it's actually working out better for them being at home, you know, and maybe like yourself and myself, they've got small children and they're not venturing out as much. So, you know, because I'm certainly not going anywhere near the shops at the moment, you know, we're keeping the two kids indoors. So I actually don't have much opportunity to go and buy the stuff. So I'm kind of having to be a bit creative with what we have in the presses there at the moment. And of course, if I send Stephen down to the shop, like, he will literally just die what I ask him to buy. You know, he won't go wandering around like I would and start looking at the bargains and buy them, get them free and stuff. So like, some people are managing it really well, but for a lot of people it is a struggle and you're picking at things and the bit of the boredom eating or the mindless eating. Sorry, Miles is really distracting me here.
He's doing he's having his BBC moment, is he?
He's up in the air laughing at me now. He's like, what are you saying, man?
I know, what are you talking about? It's so weird, isn't it? So what would you say then? There's definitely emotional eating going on, for sure. There's biscuits in the press that we seem to, I don't know why, the first day when everyone was kind of starting to worry about things and we did a decent shop, we bought loads of sweet things and biscuits and all that we would never normally buy.
Yeah.
And we're making our way through them
very,
very well. I mean, they're nearly all gone.
Absolutely.
So the next shop that we do, like yourself, we're not going very often. The next shop we do, I think we just need to not buy any of the stuff.
Yeah, so the emotional eating thing is a really difficult one to manage because when your eating is coming from an emotional place, that's difficult because, as I say, it's either maybe it's stress or it's anxiety or it's boredom. And there are things that I always think of those as being the hardest habits to break because when your body is telling you, I'm feeling this way, give me something to comfort me, it's not going to be an apple. Like, it's going to be something sweet and something that gives you that kind of lovely sugary comfort. So that can be a really hard one to deal with. The way I would try and tackle it is to maybe, like, well, if you are feeling anxious or worried, it's trying to maybe find a way to relieve that a little bit initially, you know, so whether it's taking on a couple of little tasks around the house or if finding that bit of structure and bit of routine for yourselves again if you can. Or loads of members are telling me they're doing like these things like the yoga class and stuff like that online. But whatever it's going to be that helps you kind of alleviate the boredom or the stress or anxiety a little bit, I think that's one way to do it. But then the other thing is, as you're saying, is the stuff is there that's in the house. So it's maybe looking at, okay, do I really need that stuff here now? Is it helping me out? If you are trying to manage your weight a little bit throughout this, it's kind of thinking, well, is that stuff helping me out? Or maybe it's making me feel good for a couple of minutes, but is it making me feel good in the long run? When I was chatting to members this week, I was kind of saying, okay, ask yourself that. Is this really making me feel good? And actually, if I continue this for the next number of weeks or whatever it might be that we're kind of heading into, how am I going to be feeling at the end of that?
Yeah.
And maybe try and just take back that little bit of control for yourself. So, you know, there's so much that's out of our hands right now. It'd be nice to kind of think, well, actually, here's something that I can kind of manage myself.
That you can control. Yeah, I know.
You know, I can manage myself and actually have a bit of control over. So I can, you know, I can still try and make the healthy food choices where I can. And doing little positive things like that for yourself will hopefully make you feel good too. And kind of just thinking, well, yeah, actually, look, I had that really good breakfast today, or I got out and did that bit of a walk today as well.
There's a few things I think I need to do personally, right, Christine? I think I need to stop wearing leggings at home. Because as we talked about before on the show, that's how you don't notice the weight going on. And then but when it is time to get back to work and get back to normality, please God, when all this is over, you won't fit into your work clothes. The other thing I want to do is every time I can have as many cups of tea as I like, but I need to stop having a biscuit every time. And then I'm going to do out like a food plan, like a menu for my week. So I have some sort of structure because I'm really, really missing it.
You're ahead of the game.
Only now that I'm like, talking to you, the last 2 weeks have been a disaster. I saw on your Instagram that you were, even though members couldn't actually weigh in at the class, you were urging them to weigh anyway and send you the results.
Yeah, for some people, having that accountability is what really works for them. So we're kind of saying to members, okay, we know we don't have workshops at the moment, but if you want to stay accountable and stay in touch with your coach, hop on your scales at home, or if you can access one in the local chemist, or, you know, obviously, you know, keeping all your physical distance and everything like that in mind. But hop on a scales at the time of your usual workshop, take a quick picture or write down the number and send it on to your coach. And it's a way of staying in touch and staying accountable for yourself as well. I am conscious, though, that not everybody will have a scales at home, though. So I think if you have something like you're saying with the leggings, like if you have a pair of jeans or something at home that you could maybe stick on you once a week and just see, how are these fitting? You know, are they, you know, are these feeling a bit tighter than they were last week? So, you know, even if you don't have a scales, you know, you maybe something like that could work for you instead. It's a difficult time and it's hard to stay in touch with people, but it's great that we can still either chat on the phone or have the emails and everything and keep in touch with your coach like that as well. I'm loving the sound of your food plan as well. I might have to come in and move in with you.
Well, listen, I think you might have saved us from gaining 2 stone over the next while, because we don't know how long this is going to go on for. And Miles and Lizzie, sure, they were so good in the background there. There was no BBC moment at all. You're so good. There is Christine Hollowed from WW. Where are your classes, or do you have any idea when your classes will be back? I suppose we're all waiting to see, aren't we?
So we're waiting to see. So the last update was the 29th of March, which was in line with the school closures. But I think the latest announcement was the 19th of April. So we'll just keep going. We're all about health and well-being. And the main thing is that, you know, we're trying to keep our members safe and ourselves safe and our family safe. So, you know, we'll just try and do the right thing as long as we can.
OK, well, listen, stay in touch and keep well yourself, won't you, Christine?
I will. I'll do my very best and try to keep these 2 children occupied as well. Right on cue, Miles, having a little cry there. God bless them.
Thanks a million. This is Something for the Weekend. It's Classic Hits.